for the indictment of God. That needed to happen. It needs to happen. Judgment does need to come. And so I was expecting the laundry list from God. And when I got there, I was shocked by what he charged the nation. I remember I was reading Jeremiah at the time. I got two chapters in before I got God's big indictment. And here's what it was. Shocking to me. Jeremiah 2:13. My people have committed two evils against me. One, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. Two, they have dug for themselves wells, broken wells that can't hold water. I was expecting a laundry list of crimes, and what I got was two things. Essentially, he boiled all the wickedness of a nation down to eating and drinking. He said, you want to know what your problem is? You refuse to be satisfied. So, can I just propose this? Is it any wonder why the first couple things we learn about Jesus when we get to the book of Matthew are this? He was born in a town called Bethlehem. And he was born into a manger. Now that might seem pretty mundane to you, but consider this. The word Bethlehem means house of bread. And you know what a manger is? It's a feeding trough. So the Son of God born into the house of bread, born into a feeding trough. You think God might be trying to tell us something about himself? And then for the rest of his ministry, he starts saying the wackiest things about himself. He starts calling himself stuff like living water and new wine. And my personal favorite, John 6:35, Jesus said to them, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me, he will not hunger. He who believes in me, he'll never thirst. You see, I thought my crimes before God were primarily judicial, but Jesus said very clearly in the scripture, no, your crimes go deeper than that. They are primarily one of appetite. Because I'm bread for you, Jimmy, and you just burn. And I'm water, and you won't drink. And I'm a meal for you, laid out for you, and you will not feast. So you fill your stomach with garbage. That was my crime. That is your crime. And we need to hear this in here. It's not just God gave us do's and don'ts and we messed that up. It's that he stands, like A.W. Tozer says, waiting to be wanted, and we don't want him. That's the crime. And when I got there, things began to change, like really.
Clear the stage and set the sound and lights ablaze. If that's the measure you must take to crush the idols, jerk the pews and all the decorations too, until the congregation's few then have revival. Tell your friends that this is where the party ends. Until you're broken for your sins, you can't be social. Then seek the Lord and wait for what he has in store. And know that great is your reward. So just be hopeful, 'cause you can sing all you want to. Yes, you can sing want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Worship is more than a song. Plans that you have made, and sit at home alone and wait for God to whisper. Beg him please to open up his mouth and speak, and pray for real upon your knees until they blister. Shine the light on every corner of your life until the pride and lust and lies are in the open. Then read the word and put to test the things you've heard until your heart and soul are stirred and rocked and broken. 'Cause you can sing all you want to. Yes, you can sing all you want to. Anything I put before my God is an idol. And anything I want with all my heart is an idol. And anything I can't stop thinking of is an idol. And anything that I give all my love is an idol. 'Cause I can sing all I want to. Yes, I can sing all I want to. If that's the message you must take to crush the idol.